Chapter 2, Personal Spiritual History. Two Wolves. An old Cherokee Indian was teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside of me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside of you and inside of every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a long minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." When I was a young man, I had a lot of problems. You might say that the bad wolf had too much power. To say this in another way, problems occur in five zones: physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, and spiritual. I had difficulty in four of these five. I had been blessed with good physical health, but I got hit pretty hard in the other four zones. My sister was very sick and died young. I lost my religion of origin. There was a lot of addiction in my family, and I had my fair share of character defects. My problems added up, overlapped, and overwhelmed my best defense. If I were a quarterback, it would be like getting sacked too many times in the game, sacked by my own emotions. I didn't know how I got into all of this suffering, and I most certainly didn't know how to get out. I needed help. I needed to learn how to heal my pain and how to more skillfully manage the pain that would not go away. I went into traditional counseling. It helped a lot, but it wasn't enough. My pain was still too intense, so I became a spiritual seeker. I studied with the saints, sages, gurus, teachers, and masters of the great faith traditions, searching their models with a fine-tooth comb, looking for elements to strengthen the healing process. The masters offered a simple threefold prescription for my pain. 1, love everybody all the time, no matter what. 2, knowing this is a tall order, they gave me techniques to help carry it out. Breathwork, affirmations, meditation, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, yoga, transformation of emotion, contemplation, prayer, and a few more. And 3, to further move the process along, they gave me a pill called LSG, Love, Serve, Give. They wanted me to take this pill 4 times a day, morning, afternoon, evening, and nighttime, and they told me I could take as many additional pills, PRNs, as I wanted to because there were no side effects, no toxicity, no insurance, no managed care, no doctor, no therapist. This pill is free and completely safe. PRN is a medical abbreviation for taking a pill as needed only. I thought, how simple, elegant, profound, and beautiful. Unconditional love and service with some techniques to back it up. But does it work? I didn't know, but what did I know? The one thing I knew for sure was that my life wasn't working, so I decided to give this prescription a try. Love everybody all the time, no matter what. Practicing the recommended methods and practicing and taking that love pill, LSG, standing for love, serve, and give as often as I wanted to. I studied and practiced their teachings. I followed their advice, and slowly three things happened. One, I started to feel better. Two, I became a better person. And three, I began experiencing the superconscious states I was reading about in sacred spiritual books. The peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, ecstatic joy, bliss, nirvana, God. It doesn't matter what I called it. It was gorgeous. You might say that the saints showed me how to feed the good wolf, and that good wolf started to take over. I continue the same prescription to this day. I tell people I'm on the pill, the love pill. On this pill, I've come a long way. I continue to slowly improve, and I have a lot of work to do. Both wolves are still here, but I've changed the ratio. All of this would have remained a private experience if not for the advent of mind-body-spirit medicine, which now has ample scientific evidence that people with an active faith system have better outcomes in medicine, surgery, mental health, and addiction. In other words, what goes on in the mind counts a lot. When we find the system that works for us, something in the mind clicks and sends that something down into the factory of the cells, into the machine that facilitates healing. If we can define that something, I call it the essential healing principle of religion, and transfer that principle safely to healthcare, we can bring more healing power to our clinical work for ourselves, our patients, and the organizations we serve. I've tried to define this essential healing principle in the book I wrote in 2005, revised in 2010, and elaborate in this edition. This is a self-help, self-healing model I use myself, and I teach it to staff, patients, and students if they're interested. The model is my 72-year story translated into principles, steps, tools, and exercises that may be of use to you and the people that you serve. In the next chapter, you'll find some suggestions on how to start and maintain a successful spiritual practice.